Last thing I wanted to mention today relates to the EPA endangerment findings, which is Senator Murkowski's resolution. That is a very important item that is before the Senate. It is starting to pick up, I think, a little bit of bipartisan support, and I'm happy about that. The legislation was introduced by Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. It's a disapproving of the Environmental Protection Agency's endangerment finding. I am a co-sponsor. Administrator Lisa Jackson announced in mid-December that the EPA had concluded that greenhouse gas emissions should be regulated under the Clean Air Act. If EPA is not stopped, businesses and farms across the country will be required to obtain permits to respond to EPA mandates, to respond to people that they have never had an opportunity to vote for. This will drive up energy costs, it'll drive jobs offshore where no such permits are required. And this regulation will have no environmental benefit because China and India, of course, are not covered. Even cap and trade proponents have stated their opposition to EPA regulation of greenhouse gases. Yesterday, more than 100 agriculture organizations, including several Nebraska groups, which I thank, sent a letter to Senator Murkowski stating support for a resolution. Using the Clean Air Act for this purpose was never the intent of Congress. Now Congress must act to stop the EPA and go through a thoughtful, careful process, a policy debate on how best to approach these issues. I believe that this resolution, again, is the appropriate step in the right direction to get this back on track. With that, thank you for your patience. I did have a number of things today, and I'd be happy to take any questions that you might have.
Good afternoon, Senator. This is Ken Anderson, Brownfield Radio Network. Was going to see if what you thought the chances were of the disapproval resolution actually making it through the Senate.
You know, I think there's a chance that the disapproval resolution does make it through the Senate. It is starting to pick up definitely some bipartisan discussion. That is encouraging to me. It needs a simple majority. So many, as you know, major issues in the Senate have to reach that 60-vote bar. But the way that this comes to us, it only needs a simple majority. Therefore, my hope is that we can get senators to sign on and support it. And I'm somewhat optimistic. It certainly is getting a lot of support in the country. And that, to me, is always very, very encouraging.
And follow up, if I could, this would effectively stop the EPA from promulgating the rules?
Effectively, it would. Now, there are some other steps, of course, that always have to be taken, and those steps are yet ahead of us. The House would have to take this up, too, so you've got that debate in the House. But keep in mind, even though climate change legislation, another major debate, passed out of the House, it was a very, very close vote. And so, you know, on the Senate side, we've got about 30 co-sponsors. My hope is that on the House side that this will pick up some steam if we can get it out of the Senate. I think it sends a very, very strong signal.